Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Terry O'Brien with O'Brien's Costume Studio in Bunratty Folk Park, County Clare, Ireland. So good morning to you, Terry.
Hello, good morning.
And thanks so much for taking time to be on Backyard and Beyond. We just wanted to visit with you a bit about Ireland and find out about Terry. Tell us about where you grew up and a little bit about your early years.
Well, I grew up in Dublin, and suburb of Dublin, and when I was in my 20s, I suppose, I took up photography at the College of Technology, Kevin Street, and after a few years doing that, I qualified, and at the time I was working for Irish Life Insurance Company, selling insurance, and then I went to live in Achill Island to work on a trawler.
Oh, now that's a different experience from photography, I think.
Totally. This was fascinating. It was 6 years on a 65-foot trawler. All around the coasts of the west coast of Ireland, catching mackerel, herons, brill, turbot, all that type of fishing.
Uh-huh. And where did you market those fish when
That was sent to Dublin, and most of the fish went to the market in Dublin, and it went foreign, I'd say, because the demand for fish in Ireland at the time was fish on Friday only.
Oh, yes.
And fish wasn't on the. Fish was a penance.
And now fish is so popular. Hopefully that business has increased a bit, but there are a lot of problems with that fishing business too. So, Terry, let's talk a bit about your photography in terms of what you've done before the costume shop.
Before the costume shop, in Achill Island, I set up a studio there. I had a studio there, and I used to do local press work for the famous Mayo News, and which you haven't heard of. And then we went from there to I did a local First Communion's confirmation and all the weddings. Mm-hmm. Achill is an island off the west coast of Ireland, but there's a bridge to it.
Okay.
So it's the biggest island off the west coast.
Okay, so now we were on that famous strip, the Ring of Kerry. Where is the Achill Island from there?
Achill Island is north of Galway, off County Mayo.
Okay.
So it's 184 miles from Dublin, as from my memory serves. So while I was there, I did all that work. Mm-hmm. And I got this brainwave when I was down there of all the old pictures and villages around Ireland. And I got grants off the local authority down there to set up a business with the old pictures of villages around the country from the Lawrence Collection.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was marketing them and I was tripping around the country, I was given the name of a man down here that had a house in Achill. His name was Paul Quigley. I didn't know what he was or what he did, but when I went to meet him, the receptionist at the Shannon Development wasn't really impressed with me when I said, "Can I see Paul Quigley?" And of course, only to discover that Paul Quigley was the CEO.
Oh. Like maybe you should have had an appointment.
Yes,
huh?
And I should have had a collar and tie maybe. And when I met him and told him where I came from, he set up meetings and all the rest, and the rest is history. I came down here then.
Mm-hmm. Okay, when you were doing the pictures of old villages, and so those were mostly landscape rather than people?
Towns pictures. Towns of which are sort of was the collection started in 1965 to 1910, and it was kind of streetscapes.
Okay. Okay.
And landscapes didn't sell. It was just all the really is that people would look at them and say, "Well, here's the Chinese takeaway now, if we're in that spot." And I looked at it in that sense. That's where we grew up. And then you had the nostalgia about the pictures.
Now, you mentioned the Lawrence Collection. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Well, Lawrence went around the country in between 1865 and 1910, and he took pictures of nearly every village around the country, which were fairly big. And he had postcards, and he had travel catalogues. And at the time of around 1900, there was a problem. You couldn't send a postcard by post, and then this all changed with the penny stamp, and then postcards became popular. So he did more views and more views. So the collection, he died, and the shop, the studio was in O'Connell Street, and it was destroyed at the 1916 rising. And the collection lied in Rathmines, No one used them. And the National Library in Dublin bought them for £30. No, £300. Sorry, £300 in 1932. Uh-huh. And I discovered them in the 77. And I got permission to reproduce them.
Great. That's great. Well, I want to skip ahead a bit now in time and talk about the recession, because as we visited Ireland, a number of people have talked about the recession, not much different than the United States, actually, but about the houses that were built and haven't sold and how families are losing their homes. Talk a little bit about what's been happening in Ireland.
Well, the problem with the recession or the Celtic Tiger was that a lot of people on the way up all thought they had big money. And because if you were in your 50s, we'd say, and you had equity in your house, the banks were throwing money at you. Mm-hmm. So if your house is worth 500,000 and you had 400 equity, they were throwing that at you. And of course, there was a lot of people buying holiday homes, and they were buying holiday homes abroad. And every weekend or every other weekend around Ireland, there was in hotels, they had foreign properties like Spain, Bulgaria, all these places, Turkey and all of us. And people were buying all these. They had this, and there was no sort of tomorrow or what would ever happen.
We were all going to make big money, right?
Yes, they all thought that was manna from heaven. Mm-hmm. And of course, when that happened, they're all caught. And an awful lot of people in that age bracket are caught with, after helping out sons and daughters, they're all caught in this negative equity.
Do you see any of this turning around? Are you seeing any comeback?
Yes. Well, I can see that if Ireland, in the last 10 years, with Irish people who were doing well, they all were flying here and flying here. They were flying to New York for shopping trips.
Yay for US.
Yeah. I'm flying to Boston. I know people. The next door neighbor me used to fly to Boston in the winter for shopping. So they all lost to run themselves. Mm-hmm. And they were never thought about what I brought up about saving for the rainy day. Mm-hmm. They just spent and spent. Mm-hmm. And of course banks, there's another 50,000. There's this. And at the end of it, they have to pay it back. Mm-hmm. So when the recession came, they're all screaming or whatever. You know, and they've no money. So I can only see that if Irish people spent the money in their own country instead of flying abroad. Now, okay, I think it's vice versa for Americans. If you stayed at home, you might develop your own economy and mm-hmm. goes. Mm-hmm. But I think we lost the run of ourselves. And I think people are a little bit nicer since the recession.
Well, I tell you what, we have met the nicest people here. I don't know if that had to do anything to do with the recession. It's just a nice Irish tradition. But we have met the nicest people wherever we have gone. Let's talk just a little bit about your business of costume photography and your collection of clothes.
Yeah, well, when I started first, I had no clue where to go or what to do. And I went up to Dublin to a theatrical costume place that rented out costumes for theatres. And I asked them to rent out costumes for 2 months so I could try this out. Mm-hmm. And after 2 months, I said, this might work. And I went back up and I said to the owner, I said, would you make me, sell me, whatever. No, we don't do that, we only hire. I said, but I need to. And I told him what I was doing. He said, no, I can't help you. But just on the way out of the door, this woman handed me a piece of paper, shoved it into my hand.
She'd overheard.
Yeah, and she shoved it at work there and shoved it into her. And when I got out, I said, please ring me.
Uh-huh.
And I rang the woman that night and fair play to her. She worked on the black market for years. And she was very good. And she made all the costumes. And she used to come down and all the time. And she used to be giving out to my wife all the time. She wasn't keeping the costume in good repair. But the sad thing about it is that the woman died eventually. She was working up to her 80s or 90s. And our daughter never told me she died or anything. And I was sad about it because I would have asked her to make a few more costumes before she died. No, that's a joke now. That's a joke. But I would have liked it because she was very helpful
very
to me.
Good.
Yeah, very good.
Very good. Okay. What do you like best? We have just a little of time left, but what do you like best about this job you're taking? As people come in, the tourists, and some are local and some are far away, come in to have their pictures taken, and you decide what to dress them in. What do you like best about this?
It's I just enjoy. I suppose I enjoy laughing every day.
Yes.
And there's good sides and bad sides, but you enjoy people who have banter with you, and they have banter back with you, mm-hmm. and that's the joy. The joy, mm-hmm. and people enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And I love the man that's standing out there and he doesn't want to do it, and then when I get him up there, and then he's a different man. He puts on the hat and holds the stick, and he thinks he's. And then I have banter with him because, mm-hmm. you know. He's a stick in the mud before he comes in, and then he's, I'm a great fella. Mm-hmm. So it's good fun.
Sort of change his personality. Well, we want to thank you very much, Terry O'Brien. I recommend that anybody else come into Band Ready Park, come in and get your photograph taken at O'Brien's Costume Studio. And until next time, greetings from the Green Isle of Ireland.